This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Karnatz.
With us, Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Okay, I'm going to issue my standard disclaimer.
Kevin
so that
Kinder.
Means no, I'm talking about visual arts.
Okay.
I'm slightly better at visual arts than I am at music, not nearly as good as I am at theater, but we're going to try.
All right.
Because I have talked to a fascinating artist. Her name is Sandra Perry. Mm-hmm. She lives in New York. And she's in Fayetteville. She's been here for a video installation, an artist talk at Backspace. But she's performing Saturday at Bottle Rocket Gallery.
Yes, she is.
Here's what Sarah Loeffler says about her. I met Sandra in 2013 at an artist residency that we both attended in Michigan. She did a very stirring performance piece there in which she silently and intensely picked apart a Confederate flag that she had previously sewn out of calico-type fabrics. In the background, we could hear a recording of her grandmother talking about growing up as an African-American in North Carolina. That gives you a clue that this is a really interesting woman. She said that when she started college as an undergrad, she didn't really know much about art. She'd never been to a museum. And the first week of undergrad, she saw an episode of Art 21 on PBS and went, "You can make art about this?" So she's really interesting. The performance on Saturday night is a commentary on teenage longing, respectability, and the absurdist and dangerous nature of body politics enforced upon young women of color with a splash of Iggy Stardust and DJ Screw.
Wow.
She says.
Right.
I'm unsure what this piece has to say specifically. It hasn't told me yet.
And this will be performance art.
Yes.
So it's never quite the same, obviously,
No, just like theater. Right. No performance is ever the same. It's 8 o'clock Saturday at Bottle Rocket Gallery, which is on Finger Road in Fayetteville, and it is free.
Now, the thing about Bottle Rocket Gallery, it's a wonderful space, but it's
tiny.
I was going to say not the biggest in the world, but you're right, it is tiny. So
if you want to be there
with a good line of sight,
be there.
Right.
Now, there's some other interesting things this weekend, although not nearly that. Eclectic.
Eclectic. Nice word. Yes.
The Buffalo River Elk Festival is in Jasper.
Yes.
With an elk calling contest. Really, how could you not want to go to that? It's all day tomorrow, and much of it is free. Music on the Square is tonight at 7 in Kingston.
See, here's what you do. You just drive down to Kingston.
Yeah, watch Brick Fields.
Yeah.
And a musician weirdly named Daniel Martin, who's from Tulsa.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go on, find a place to spend the night.
Which you can do.
And go to Jasper tomorrow. What a
great. And then you drive back and you see Bottle Rocket's performance there.
That'd be so fun.
At the gallery.
There's also original one-person shows at 7:30 tonight at Kimple Hall.
Right.
UA Theater Department. Sammy Hagar is playing tonight at the Downstream Casino in Joplin.
Right.
And an evening with Jonathan and Kara Story.
Tomorrow night at Mount Sequoia.
So I don't know how you're going to figure this out. Plus, it's also the first of the fireworks.
And Jonathan Story in, you know, about 2 minutes is going to be on Ozarks
cool.
Large. Yeah.
Nice, nice young man. If you're looking for fireworks, Saturday night at Pinnacle Hills Promenade. Mm-hmm. There's a Freedom Fest car show Saturday at Pea Ridge City Park, Sunday night fireworks at the Crosses, Freedom Fest at First Assembly of God in Pea Ridge, Freedom Sunday fireworks at the Pentecostals of Northwest Arkansas Church, the 4th of July blowout at Cedarville First Assembly of God. Check what's up today. There's a whole list of fireworks courtesy of our summer intern, Lauren Robinson.
Very good. Good job, Lauren Robinson.
Becca Martin Brown, features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.